Welcome to Israel 18 News at 12 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Tonight, Israel is experiencing a warm night across the country. Tel Aviv and Jerusalem remain mild with clear skies, while Haifa enjoys a calm evening. Eilut continues to bask in the warmth, perfect for a late-night stroll. Here are today's headlines. First, reports from Walla, just in detail explosions in several locations in southern Iran. Residents noted missile strikes and aircraft over Bandar Abbas, Larak, and Kenarak. Explosions were also heard in the Strait of Hormuz. Also, the Jerusalem Post reports that the IDF detained Israeli civilians in the Golan Heights. They attempted to cross into Syria earlier this hour. Also this hour, The Times of Israel announces the EU's $1 billion aid initiative for Gaza. The European Commissioner urges the disarmament of Hamas. Separately, Mike Pence has denounced the alleged arson of an Israeli flag in his Indiana hometown. This comes from a report by JTA a short time ago. And finally, I-24 News informs us that the IDF chief warns a draft exemption bill could shatter trust among Israeli soldiers. Lieutenant Gen. Eyal Zamir cautioned against the legislation, saying it could worsen military inequality. Reaction has been swift on social media. Middle East 24 posted just minutes ago that Trump has threatened to target Mount Makosh in Iran, a suspected underground nuclear facility. Meanwhile, I24NEWS English reported a short time ago that Trump identified Pickaxe Mountain in Iran as a potential military target. Amichai Stein noted just 15 minutes ago that Trump stated intentions to take out Pickaxe Mountain. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the situation in southern Iran, according to Walla, explosions were reported in multiple locations, including the strategic Strait of Hormuz. This area is vital for global oil transport, making these reports particularly concerning for international security. Turning to the Golan Heights, the Jerusalem Post details that IDF forces detained Israeli civilians attempting to cross into Syria. This echoes a similar incident in July when about 10-0 activists crossed into the Syrian side of Mount Hermon. Such crossings raise tensions in the already volatile region. Meanwhile, the Times of Israel reports on the EU's announcement of a $1 billion aid initiative for Gaza. The initiative includes major projects in waste and water management, agreed upon with Israeli authorities. The EU's call for Hamas disarmament aims to stabilize the region and improve living conditions. Separately, Mike Pence condemned the alleged arson of an Israeli flag, as reported by JTA. This incident has sparked a rally by the local Jewish community, highlighting ongoing tensions and the need for dialogue in his hometown. And finally, from I-24 News, IDF Chief Lieutenant Gen. Eyal Zamir has warned against the draft exemption bill. He believes it could deepen inequality and impact the military's manpower. This warning comes as Israel grapples with maintaining trust among its soldiers. Turning to business and markets. First, CTEC reports a Spanish bidder is targeting a $1.4 billion acquisition of Netafim. This follows regulatory barriers faced by a previous Chinese deal. Separately, Israel Hayom Business highlights the beginning of the financial report season. Investors are focused on profitability, interest rates, and returns on AI investments. And finally, Ynet Business shares that an Israeli startup is leveraging cryptography to enhance trust in elections. Sequence system ensures voters' ballots are recorded accurately while keeping choices confidential. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 1 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.